Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Terry Fonstad, a professor in the College of Engineering at the University of Saskatchewan. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Fonstad.
Good morning.
The University of Saskatchewan launched the Livestock and Forage Center of Excellence last year in 2018. First of all, what is the Livestock and Forage Center of Excellence? Where is it located, and what does it actually consist of?
So the Livestock and Forage Center of Excellence is a collaboration or an effort to bring together the complete beef research cycle, right from genetics through cow-calf and forage and cattle feeding to actually a food science research. And it was all brought together, and in one spot, there was land purchased south of Clavette, Saskatchewan, or about 20 miles southeast of Saskatoon. To date, there's 15 quarters of land, and on one quarter, we've built a 2,000 head cattle feeding operation and cattle research facility, along with associated buildings for drying forages and those types of things that's in with the cattle feeding area. And then across the road from that, we have 350 head or better cow-calf research facility for the cow-calf side of it, and then adjacent to that would be the forage research plots, which would allow us to investigate plots and replicates along with the cow-calf research. And then associated with that is the our original floral research site, which our College of Veterinary Medicine uses for bleeding animals to genetics, those kind of things. And then at the University of Saskatchewan, we also still have the feed center and our food center, which then would actually get right down to the steak on the plate.
What activities and what research are being undertaken through the Livestock and Forage Center of Excellence, and what are the primary goals of these activities?
So I don't know if I could actually tell you everything that's going on out there because there is so much. But it as I mentioned, it goes right from the genetics work with the calves and the cattle through to the forage, which forages are better, which ones are better in the drought situations, which are putting more pounds on the animals, what kind of water management is going on beneath those forages. And so there's instrumentation in real time that shows us moisture profiles below those forages. Those calves then go into the feedlot on feeding trials on different trials in the feedlot. The feedlot then has research set up for groundwater monitoring, manure management, crop utilization of manure, those kind of things. And then those calves, when we're done, will be butchered and the carcasses processed through the food center to look at food quality. And the whole complete cycle is actually able to be studied in collaboration between scientists at one site, which is, I think, unique.
Who actually is conducting the work, from where, and representing what interests, and what do they bring to the table?
Of course, there is, at the University of Saskatchewan, we've got our partners in the Global Institute for Water Security, the College of Engineering on the environmental side of things, our animal science and soil science and toxicology people in agriculture, and our veterinary medicine people, plus a number of people, researchers also in the biology and geology sector. But that's just the ones here. We're also then collaborating then with partners across Canada and around the world to do research at this facility. And so it is actually quite extensive, and it's actually, I think, a big deal for Canada.
Who are the main beneficiaries of this research, this work? What are the anticipated benefits, and what is the expected significance of all of that?
Well, I think the big beneficiaries are obviously the two ends of the spectrum, are the producers that produce livestock, and then the consumers that are able to take protein that's been produced from grass that we can't eat, that feeds us. So the big outcomes of this thing are going to be better ways to produce livestock, better ways to turn those grasslands into human protein and feed the world, and also in better ways too. It's some of this is about the social license to produce food, and as we move to more and more people, you know, I think now there's over 98% of people live in urban centers and have lost a little contact to where their food comes, and people are more and more concerned to how their food's raised, and I think this works in collaboration with the producer and the consumer, and brings the two together in a sustainable manner to produce meat. So,
how can anyone interested get more information on the Livestock and Forage Center of Excellence?
Just visit the website, and it's most of the information is there. There's contact information there. If people are interested in tours, if you're interested in research outcomes, there's contacts there also. But through the University of Saskatchewan website, or even just search the Livestock and Forage Center of Excellence in Saskatoon.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, it's just, I think, other than the fact that I think this is a really huge opportunity for Canada and actually North America, and the fact that this was built on a greenfield site, we'll be able to monitor things right from day one and see what some of the impacts and benefits are, and then change those practices and actually be able to find out what impacts they make and just keep improving things for producers and consumers.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Dr. Terry Fonstad, a professor in the College of Engineering at the University of Saskatchewan. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.